pages 6 and 7. The gold theme continues, with the title on page 6 being Fareham Milestones. Since becoming a borough, a lot has changed. Both pages have a total of 17 photographs, with a timeline on the right of page 7. Each photo shows milestone occasions in the borough's history. The timeline starts at the bottom of the page with 1974, Fareham is made a borough. The timeline and photo titles are 1975, construction of the civic offices is completed. Photo of the town hall. 1980, Fareham Leisure Centre is open to the public. Photo of the mayor and other dignitaries and a large group of people outside the main entrance. 1981, Fareham Shopping Centre is completed. No photo. 1982, Fareham Hall is open to the public. Photo of Fareham Hall entrance and the gardens, an aerial view of the building, and staff standing under the Fareham Hall sign in front of an A board that says House Full. 1988, Solent Business Park opened. No photo. 1990, Westbury Manor Museum opened. Photo of the mayor and mayoress with museum staff in front of the museum. 1993, the new bus station opened in Fareham. Photo of Councillor Sean Woodward and personnel from First Bus Company standing in front of a row of first buses, holding a banner in the shape of a bank cheque which says £2.7 million investment in the Solent Rangers, X4 and X5 buses. 1996, HMS Daedalus is decommissioned. No photo. 2000, Whiteley Community Centre constructed. Photo of Sean Woodward and a business-suited gentleman in front of a commemoration plaque. 2011, Key Street Tesco in Fareham opened. Photo of the mayor and mayoress and a Tesco representative cutting a red ribbon in front of the new store. 2012, the Solent Enterprise Zone at Daedalus is established and new Porchester Community Centre built. Photo of the newly opened Community Centre entrance and building. 2014, Fareham Leisure Centre is given multi-million pounds refurbishment. No photo. 2015, Wellbourne Plan officially adopted into the local plan and Fareham Borough Council purchases Daedalus from HCA, Homes and Communities Agency, and Fareham Innovation Centre is opened. First photo is a small artist's impression of Wellbourne housing. Second photo is of Fareham Council leader, the mayor and mayoress, and other dignitaries cutting a large blue ribbon which crosses the airfield runway. In the background is a group of airfield users and employees gathered in front of four light aircraft, two on each side of the runway. 2016, Hollyhill Leisure Centre is opened to the public. No photo. 2017, Wellbourne granted garden community status by the government. No photo. 2020, Fareham Hall closed for refurbishment. Photo is of nine people, including Fareham Council leader, wearing hard hats and high-vis vests, standing in front of part of the building which is starting to be broken up by a large mechanical claw. 2021, Abbey Meadows Titchfield is opened to the public. Photo is of Lady Mayoress and consort cutting a blue ribbon across the tall wooden entrance sign to the play area. A group of small children is gathered by a bunch of colourful balloons behind a notice board which explains, with pictures, the bylaws for use of the play area. 2022, the Queen Elizabeth II Platinum Jubilee Park at Daedalus is open to the public. photo is an aerial view of the 8-metre-high landmark sculpture of the mythical figure Daedalus, installed on Daedalus Common. 2023, Fareham Borough Council purchases Fareham Shopping Centre. Photo is of 7 business-suited gentlemen, including Fareham Council leader, in front of the entrance to Fareham Shopping Centre. 2024, timeline finishes. You can find out more about Fareham's history and plans for 2024 at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham at 50.